You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And this evening I'm speaking to Nick Kunzer from Sunland Private Wealth. We'll start with the Americas, of course, the drivers of the world's markets. I'm just looking at this S&P and NASDAQ, and the people are tiptoeing around them, and they have been for a number of days now. It goes up a bit and it goes down a bit. I've got the S&P futures unchanged, the NASDAQ futures under a little bit of pressure, but it's nothing to speak of, down 0.25%. People are very, very cautious, very, very circumspect about taking big positions.
Very, exactly. 6 days to go, whatever it is, until the elections. It is very, very nervous market. And, you know, the volumes are they're kind of okay, but there's certainly no big positions being taken. You can see that. It's almost like you have this gravitation to the unchanged level. Whether we open up 10 points on the S&Ps or down 10 points, you know, at some point, with an hour or two into trade, it goes all the way back to unchanged. People are just reluctant to take a view either way, Lindsay. And I mean, after after Mr. Trump and the Biden last night as well, I think apparently the polls are even closer now. So less of a reason. Yeah, apparently the betting is in Trump's favor, up about 2%.
Did he do well last night? I couldn't see it from the clips I saw.
I didn't even waste my time to watch it. But I saw a couple of headlines on Reuters saying that the betting sites, so I presume like the Paddy Powers of the world and stuff, so the money is slowly coming in back onto to Trump. I think he's gained about 2%. He's still behind, but I think he's picked up about 2%. So, I mean, again, even closer now. So even less of a reason to take a position in these markets.
Goodness me. Oh, gosh, please don't know. Anyway, I don't even want to contemplate that.
Let's not talk about
Look forward
that.
To Saturday. Yeah. Football tomorrow. Don't worry about it, Lindsay. Okay, what was the mood on the JSE today?
Yeah, very upbeat. I sent a couple of WhatsApps around and tried to find a few people. A couple of guys on the golf course already today, but no one seems to know why. But a really solid upbeat day. Decent volume, big moves in SA Inc. shares. Starting to pick up more and more rhetoric about how cheap South Africa is. I mean, yes, we know it's cheap for a reason, but certainly the trend the last few days would be people bottom picking, looking for beaten down shares, coming up to year end, maybe as David calls it, years that, what is his portfolio, Mr. Shapiro? Is it
it's like it's his takeover? No, it's his takeover portfolio.
Was it the, yeah. Is it the takeover portfolio? Yeah. Well, all his ones were up significantly today, so he's had a good day today. But in general, yeah, it was actually a very upbeat mood, Lindsay, had to finish off the week really solid, and some really decent buying in some counters that don't normally trade much, and decent volume in the smaller caps too. So really good end to the week.
This has been a theme for the weekend. It started with Skalk Lowe, who occasionally speaks to me when in your stead. He's a clever chap, and he was so enthusiastic earlier in the week. I think it was Wednesday when I first spoke to him about SA Inc, and it continued on Thursday, and I'm gratified for his sake and his client's sake to see that it's continued on Friday. But on the other hand, I spoke to David Shapiro this morning on another platform, and he was saying just be careful because they're coming off rock bottom. Their volumes are very thin, and the one he used was Impact. I think it was on Thursday. He was with Gary Boyson, and Gary Boyson said, well, that's all very well. The share price is up 15.34%, but on 65,000 shares, which is 650,000 Rand, which is just a day trade for someone trading Amazon. Okay, it's an odious comparison, but you get his point.
Yeah, I do get the point. But nevertheless, I mean, it's not it's not insignificant. You know, people are buying shares, even though it is thin markets. People are taking a view, and they take, you know, unfortunately they have to cross the double, and the doubles are quite wide, as you said, with little volumes. But it's definitely an impetus to look for, I guess, beaten down stocks. I actually think, I was chatting to a client this afternoon. I think the sort of the catalyst was Linda taking Afrox out last week when the news broke, either the Friday, so almost exactly a week ago. So I think people, like, you get these German multinationals that are, you know, they took a look at our market. They could see some decent businesses. Something like Afrox, been established, I think, 70 years on the JSE, a solid brand name. And they say it's too cheap, and they're quite happy to spend their euros, which goes a long way against the Rand at current levels, and take a company like that private. And I think this week, a lot of people have been scouting around and saying, okay, well, who's next? Yeah. Who's next to be taken off? Or potentially, are we missing a trick here? I mean, maybe because we're so you know, we're so blinkered in South Africa and so used to it. Maybe if we took a step back and actually looked at some of the JSE shares, that they are cheap. They are very cheap compared to the emerging market peers. And some of these good businesses, and I think a lot of people have taken that view, well, look, if we can hold out for, you know, certainly through COVID into next year, and that these stocks bounce back, they're going to be good winners. And if they don't bounce back, they offer such good value, someone's going to take them private. So it's almost like a win-win. I think that's where I think it started last week.
Okay, I think what we'll do then on Tuesday with David Shapiro, and we'll incorporate this with the Tuesday trade, is we'll choose some stocks that are cheap, that are well run, that are established, that might be takeover targets. Because as somebody said to me, or was it you that said to me, a couple of $1 billion here and there, it can make a significant dent in the JSE. And if they want to take out, even if they want to take it off the exchange, it's still a vote of confidence in South Africa and South African companies. So the Africa story has negatives and positives. The negative is, a well-established company, a well-loved company, has gone from the exchange. The positive is that it's been bought by an overseas buyer that sees value, and therefore they like South Africa.
Well, one of the largest gas and energy traders in the world, Linda. And the positive side, you look at them and say, well, these guys, very strict compliance, done their due diligence, looked at a company like Afrox and said, well, look, if the public and South African shareholders don't see the value like we do, well, we'll take it private. We'll spend their petty cash, a couple of billion, and take it off the boss. Yeah. So I think it's a very positive. Yeah. So let's do that on Tuesday. I think it's a great idea.
Okay, we'll do that. We each choose three shares. Some of them will be crossovers, but anyway. Okay, maybe that's the reason the rand is so strong, because the dollar's not that weak. Maybe it's that Afrox money coming in. Who knows?
Who knows? But it's definitely a stronger rand. It's not just the EM space. The actual rand is strong in the last few days, and it's strong today too.
Yes, and on that note, 16.21 is the dollar rand. British pound against the rand, 21.17. Euro rand is 19.20, and the euro dollar is 1.1840, which is flat. Gold price is 19.01, clinging on there. It's orbiting, as I say, orbiting 1900. And has been for a while. It needs to make a leg up or a leg down, otherwise I'll lose interest. The platinum price is 9.18. Look at that thing. That's had a bit of a spurt. What's that, up 2 2/3%? Yes. Is palladium going with it, Nick?
It's not. It is 2377, which is up just $3 on the day. But yes, platinum, I've got it from a my close, up 3.3% on the day. A real flyer today.
Yes, West Texas crude is down 0.4% at $40.46, did dip below 40 yesterday. Brent crude oil, 42.31, down 0.33%. Give us the live Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, please.
Well, my screen on my S&P has gone green. So it goes blue when it's positive and it goes red when it's negative. It's now gone green, which means it's exactly flat. Unchanged, zero. So S&P holding at 3448. Dow Jones, a little bit of weakness coming in the industrials. That's down 31 points, just 0.11%. And as you said in your intro, NASDAQ, a little bit of the lag, down 0.25%. But that'll be your Intel show. Intel reported after the close last night. Stock's down about 11% this morning, so it's quite a big miss. So that's keeping a lid on the NASDAQ at the moment.
Okay, top five major movers. I'm going to be out of date here because the JSE on my screen has only just closed, but I'll give them to you anyway and you can update me. I've got clicks. You see, this is interesting because on Tuesday of this week, clicks went up over 7%. On the day that the results came out, it fell 3.33%. And was it yesterday? No, it was anyway, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway, the point is it went 7% up, 3% down. Now today, I've got 13% up after their results. Someone read the results and said, no, this is unbelievable. We've missed the trick.
Yeah, exactly right. They came out, they sort of digested the news. Stock sold off a bit. And then obviously, I don't know, someone saw something overnight and maybe slept on it, came in the morning and the stock hasn't looked back. I mean, really solid. I think I saw a headline, it's one of its best days in 3 or 4 years. Yeah, 12.7% higher.
It's astonishing. SA stock. Nedcor, SA stock, up 9.7% on my screen. Liberty Holdings, SA stock, up 9.4%. Sanlam, South African, up 9.3%. Old Mutual, South African, up 9%. Goodness me. It's been a hell of a week for the local stocks.
Yeah. Woolies, let's go through. I'll just read a couple of others out. Woolies up 7%. Sasol bouncing back up 5.5%. Mr. Price, yes, very SA, 4.04% higher. Discovery, 4.25% higher. What else we got here? Bidvest, not Bidcorp, the local version. So Bidcorp is up 4%. The local version is up 7%. So really, really SA Inc. Play and sort of leading the leaderboard.
Very good. Let's get negative now and go Northam down 5.8%, Implats down 5.75%, RB Platinum down 5.5% despite the Platinum rally. It must be the round story. Vivo down 4.2% and Anglo American Platinum down 4%. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the bottom five on my screen are Platinum producers. So it's very, very sensitive to the round, which is 16.30 now.
I wonder if it's not a little bit of a rotation as well. We've seen platinum and the gold shares have been the huge outperformers on the JSE. I mean, the only ones that have, some of these gold shares like Anglo Gold, I think, have doubled this year. So I wonder if it's not a little bit of rotation out of those high flyers and maybe people sort of putting that money and rotating into sort of the beaten down SA Inc. Because that also would make a little bit of sense given the moves today anyway.
The weekend question is, and the thing to ponder over the weekend is this a dead cat bounce? Or is this the real thing for SA Inc.? Does it start? Does it? I mean, you know what happens. The market falls, then it rallies, then it goes down again, and then it goes up. So we
I'm just chuckling to myself because, yeah, you know, being a trade on the JSE has almost been like a South African sort of sports support. You know, it's the hope that kills you. Yeah. And I was just thinking when you made that comment now, like, I hope we don't go down on Monday. But I must tell you this. I mean, let me cut straight to the volume then. So the volume at 25 billion value traded. So 22s, I think, yesterday, if my memory serves me correctly. Yes, and last week we're averaging 15 to 16. So I think that bodes quite well. You want to see markets going up on big volume, not little volume. And there's certainly a nice solid day today on decent volume. So I think, you know, maybe we're going to get a couple of days of this. Let's hope for that Monday. Let's ponder it over the weekend.
Fantastic. Anyway, yeah, it started on Wednesday. It's continued on for 3 days now. People are talking about it, and suddenly people are putting their money where their opinions are, and we're getting good volume. 47 billion over 2 days, which is not fantastic, but it's better than we've been used to. Okay, give us the closing JSE indices on this Friday and at the end of the week.
Yeah, I'm happy to report a nice solid finish to the week on decent volume, as we said. Let me go after that again. 25.006 billion is the exact number value traded today. JSE All Share finishing up 0.99%, almost a percent, 55,339, 550 points higher. Top 40.83% firmer, 50,692. If we look at the individual indices, healthcare up 5.18%. Aspen bouncing back really nice. We didn't even mention that one. 112 Rand up 5.25% on the day. Industrials 4.44% firmer. Financials, we went through a few of those names. That index up 3.83%. Consumer cyclicals 2.3%. Even energy shares, so Sasol, as we said, bouncing back nicely too. That index up 1.18%. A little bit of a lag is on the downside. Technology down 0.38%, and we've read out those numbers on the precious metals. Basic materials, that index down 0.77%.
And the volume traded was 25 billion.
25.006 billion.
We were so excited about the week, the lesser end of the week, that I didn't speak about the Fashini Group's updated trading statement. I didn't talk about Massmart Holdings sales update for the 9 months ended 27th of December. And we'll do all of those things on Monday. Nick Kunzer, thanks very much for your time this evening and all week. Nick Kunzer is from Sunland Private Wealth. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.